Let's eat and get out of here as quickly as we can, I whispered to Leif as we unbuckled our seatbelts. My droopy-eyed husband and I were soul tired from a long, busy season of work, but had previously committed to dinner at a new acquaintance's home. As we pulled into the driveway, I was second-guessing that decision. Dread grew with each step along the cobblestone path, but there was no backing out now. Leif stopped short at the door and looked at me as if to say, "Go on in, dear. You got us into this." My best hope was to get the evening over with, so I could return to bed and my pajamas. I gripped the door knocker, counted to three, and forcibly transformed my grimace into what I hoped was a believable grin. The door swung open, and Matthew and Ashley enveloped us in hugs as if we were prodigal children returning home. Whoosh! The air around us rearranged, and with it, our attitudes. Hospitality has a hidden power that is difficult to explain, but even harder to deny. You can wake up cranky and sore, but a mere whiff of mom's holiday sticky buns can bring your shoulders down from around your earlobes. Or you find yourself drowning in loneliness, and just as tears well in your eyes, the phone rings and a new friend invites you over for a hot beverage and a bowl of fresh berries. One moment, the world could burn to dust for all you care, and in a blink, it is sacred ground. As the German author and poet Christian Morgenstern writes, home is not the building you live in. Home is wherever you are understood. Leif and I found home that night, against our wills, no less. These many years later, I still can't explain how it happened. Maybe it was the soothing flicker of candlelight or the broken-in couch that swallowed us whole, but nevertheless, our hearts stilled and time became irrelevant. Our more-than-capable host, Matthew, revealed himself as an avid foodie attuned to the finer points of knifework techniques, the origin of rare ingredients, and the latest culinary breakthroughs. He served us wave upon wave of hors d'oeuvres, jalapeno-stuffed olives, salted pistachios, a charcuterie board of savory meats and exotic cheeses. Each bite tasted better than the last. An hour after we arrived, Matthew pulled his piece de resistance from the oven, a special order roast from a local butcher slow-cooked for 36 hours. My mouth watered so much I struggled not to slobber on myself, but he informed us the meat needed to rest before we could enjoy. In the meantime, he served us an arugula salad with orange slices and homemade citrus dressing. The meat arrived alongside a fresh Kalamata olive loaf and flash-fried broccoli sprinkled with lemon shavings. Yep, Leif and I were definitely prodigal children. Every meal prior to this one during our marathon season of work suddenly felt like pig feed. Our hearts weren't brought back to life because the dinner was swanky or exclusive. Our hearts revived because the food was intentional and curated with love. The meal nourished my soul in places I didn't realize I was starving. After dark chocolate ganache, flourless cake, and specialty roasted coffee, Matthew took us to see an oversized refrigerator in the garage where he cured meat and aged cheeses, the ones we munched on earlier. Then, we followed him to the backyard to see his lush garden boxes of lettuce, an array of spices, and lemon trees. The four of us talked late into the evening.